Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.
Hello, everyone. I'm Devin Simone.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira, and this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
And today we're covering episodes 11 and 12 of The Challenge Free Agents, the final! Woohoo!
I cannot wait to talk about your triumphant scaling of the volcano. Yes, but back to business. Remember, folks, you can watch The Challenge Free Agents along with us right now for free. Go to ParamountPlus.com and use code ChallengePod to try 1 month free.
Absolutely. Okay. Let's talk about first the TBT moment of the episode and the let's leave that in the past and the fashion corner. I'm going to throw it to you, Nene.
I'm going to give...
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to give a moment of that episode. There's so many moments. I'm really proud of you, though.
Oh, thanks.
Because that shit did look hard.
It was.
As hell.
It was.
And... that means that in a final that isn't that hard, second place could have been yours too.
That's fair.
So I want to, you know, the moment of the season is you never getting a kill card. And two, persevering and getting up the mountain. However, this I'd like to leave in the past the capsized
girl,
situation.
Girl.
Where I don't know where Zach is. Well, bitch, neither do I. I'd also like to leave in the past all of the moans from Zach, because if we could have taken his painful moans, we could have dubbed them for Cinemax. You know what I'm saying?
Right? Yes, girl, I know.
I'm like, I had to turn it down while I watched it. I'm like, my neighbors may think some shit's going on in here. It's really Zach's full body cramp.
It was a mess. Any fashion corner moments for you from these two episodes?
I mean, at the end, when we find out who wins, those beanies, those knit acorn beanies.
I think I still have mine.
I think you should burn it along with...
You know what?
Wait, and you had a new wig. You had a new wig. It was a deep wave. You brought that one out. I noticed
I did.
That was probably like your exit interview wig, because your hair is probably so fucked up from the swimming.
Girl, don't you know it? Don't you know it?
You're like, okay, you want me to be ready because I want to get my phone back. Let me.
It was the only wig that had life left. It was the only I brought for. It was the only one that had life left by the end. I'd say my throwback moment of the episode has to be coming. It's actually what didn't make it on air, and we'll talk about it a little bit when we dig deeper in this episode. But it. So I know that kind of breaks the rules, but it was just after reaching the top of that volcano. I will never forget that moment, and I'll tell you guys a little bit more about it. The let's leave it in the past would have to be the way that Zach spoke to Laurel, and they did the flashbacks
about how he spoke to Sam,
which was just, you know, abhorrent.
And how he spoke to you.
But if you notice, he didn't go, like, swearing at me. He did speak to me crazy, and we are going to talk about that, too, because he tried to blame me, but I'm going to tell y'all what really went down. And then the fashion corner, you know, the other thing I want to throw back and or leave in the past, sunblock that's not made for black people. My face looks so ashy
Girl,
and white because that sunscreen all right, was not
at the end.
Just a
it was
mess.
You in those glasses. I will take you and looking like you were in Blade and leave it in the past.
Yes, yes. We can't wear every sunblock. Now, there are some that we can wear, and you should be wearing it, but that whatever they handed us that day was not it. So I'm going to leave that.
They might as well have given you just white paste.
They really did.
They should have given you Elmer's glue and said, figure it out.
they're like, why does she look ashy on the mountaintop? Because I'm protecting my skin. All right, you guys, we have so much to delve into, getting into episodes 11 and 12 of Free Agents. Excited to share that with you. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere, because Anissa and I will be right back.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.
Welcome back, you guys. All right, we're talking about episode 11 of The Challenge Free Agents. It's been so fun doing this rewatch with you guys. We had mentioned you guys sending us notes and questions, so I do want to shout this one out. Back when we watched the trivia episode, and Nene, you got the question about the most populous country, right? Wasn't that what your question was?
I feel like I got the same message where the person then said that now it's different. So that question would be null and void.
It's, right. So maybe you should go back and retroactively get the point.
India?
Yeah. So it was at the time China, but now India has surpassed China in that
Thank
stat.
You. I read that question. Whoever sent
Ivan
that
the
out.
Writer. Ivan the Writer 95 sent that to us. So thank you, Ivan the Writer 95. He sent it to DMs. Appreciate that. All right. Now let's get into episode 11. When we showed up, Anissa, to Pukong Chalet.
All right, guys. It's getting real serious. In fact, it's so serious, I think it's time for us to change venues. So meet me at the airport. We're going to the Andes Mountains.
No, this isn't what happened first. First of all, we left off with episode 10 on a to be continued, which and they shout out to Devon. Hates them. I hate them too. We hate a cliffhanger.
I don't mind it.
So we get into it. Leroy v. CT.
Yes.
We're gonna start with the guys. All right, good luck.
Let's do it. Going up against CT tonight is definitely a big deal. He and myself were both power players in this game. For me to be able to send him home would definitely change the game a lot. I just want to win. Like, I need this money.
Get at it.
I mean, it's this late in the challenge. I don't want to go home now. I'm going to give everything I got. I'm focused. I just keep replaying over and over and over. What am I doing? That wall. Climb that wall. Hit the bell. Climb that wall. Hit the bell.
Whew. So sad to see Lee go.
And CT was just crushing through that wall.
He really was.
And then, you know, you have Laurel versus Kara, and you were there. I mean,
so I'm going against Laurel. Didn't see that coming, but I'm here to compete. This is fun. I'm thankful that I'm even here in the first place. So whatever will be, but I promise you, I will give 1,000,000% if I have to scale the wall with one hand.
Unfortunately, this is a game, and I'm not thinking about who I'm going against. I'm thinking about beating myself and doing the best that I can. My focus is not on Kara. It's on this game tonight, ringing the bell.
Which we had been waiting for. I mean, well, it's not so much that we'd been waiting for it, but the buildup, right? Because they came into the house best friends, and at that point had sort of become these almost like mortal enemies. So to see them, and they both are excellent competitors, so to see them face off head-to-head like that was really like the match to what we got. So many epic matches actually this season, because we get this match and then we later get to see Bananas and CT, which, and then we had Jordan and Banana. There's just a lot of epic matches this season, but seeing the Kara Laurel one was pretty epic in person. But then seeing Kara break down like that, Anissa, what did you think when you saw Kara really cry and break down when she lost that elimination?
Yeah, like I said last week, there is that adrenaline one. You know, and two, you've been fighting with this friend who you don't even know what kind of friendship it is. And this is potentially the last elimination before the final.
Right. You're so
close. You're injured, and injuries make you, I feel, a little bit more emotional than you would be otherwise, because you feel like you're already at a disadvantage, which she was going in.
Yeah.
But it still didn't stop her from competing,
Mm-hmm.
which, you know, says something about her.
Absolutely.
Slightly bone conic, Slightly bone conic.
Yes, slightly bone conic. I did put that poll up in my Instagram last week, and a lot of people, yeah, I think it is. I think it's bone conic is exactly what it is.
Which I think is a lot of the moves that we've made, I think, in the first, you know, two decades of the show were very iconic and ridiculous at the same time.
And you need that. Like, it's the it's why this show is so great, because you get a mix of both. So now, Kara's gone. Leroy's gone. We're down to the final four girls, four boys. We're told we're getting a change of scenery.
I know these guys are so mad CT's still there.
We go and get a new, go to a new location. You know what was interesting about this group is, like, it was highly competitive and there was a little toxicity in there, mainly talking about Teresa. But other than that, it was, even though we were competing against each other, it was actually weirdly close-knit. And if you, like, watch the episodes, you see glimpses of that, right? Like, everybody wants to win, obviously. Me, I wanted to survive. But you still see...
You just wanted to live to talk about it.
I just wanted to live to see another day. But you still see people hugging it out and congratulating and even, like, helping. And we'll get to that. But it was just an interesting dynamic. So we got to the house that night. We're hanging out. We're having fun. But we're also, like, a little scared or uneasy. Like, you know when you have that feeling in the pit of your stomach? It is that. And then we find out that there is a surprise, one more elimination. Girl, when I tell you I saw those kill cards laid out, I was like, oh, this is definitely it. Like, this.
I love that elimination.
Yeah. I loved it too, because I wasn't
really, really surprised about CT's performance considering how good he is.
Yes. Everybody's money was on CT in that. Everybody's money was on CT in that moment. Like, it was.
And Johnny said he sucks at puzzles. And I'm like, you nailed that. I mean,
yeah.
The last one, not so much. I think that everybody got hung up on that, but. You know, and it was hard to watch Teresa get, you know, be that emotional during it.
Yeah. And she did a good comeback because she was, like, so emotional at first. And then she caught up to Laurel, which is proof. Like, if you focus on your own thing, you're still in the game. It was neck and neck.
Or if you just put one piece in the right place, you know, it all falls, you know, everything falls in line. Oh, my God. What was I going to say? Damn it. Oh, this is what I was going to say. I found it.
Okay.
That I don't know why you and Johnny Riley after the show didn't go play the lottery. For real.
Good point.
Between the luck of both of you.
Good point. Isn't that good. Wild?
Yeah.
Isn't that wild that neither of us pulled? And there were so many variations, like, meaning, like, people can't say it's rigged because there were times that we picked first. There were times that we picked last. So other people just picked it on their own. Like, it was so many variations.
I mean, Nani picked first about 95% of the time.
She did. She did.
Nothing changed.
It was wild that we both, I mean, yeah, I'm so grateful. So grateful for that. Although I like a good puzzle, but I'd much rather, like, to not go into elimination the day before the final. So it was pretty brutal. It was brutal to watch that. But it set us all up. It just, like, put us on notice about this final that was coming up. And that it was about to be a life change. You know, TJ said in his little note, the hardest thing you've ever done. And he was not kidding. And it was a life changing moment that was just around the corner, which was wild.
I don't love it. I don't love it.
Yeah. I also want to point out the shit talking that was happening about, because I've seen comments about this online on YouTube. Actually, there's, like, a clip someone put together that's actually kind of funny, but, and they put, like, oh, the other players sort of picking on me, or, like, the shit talking about me. And honestly, look, I joke about other people, but I can definitely take a joke and joke about myself. And I think most of it was in good fun. Like, honestly, like, I actually, like I said, felt that group was weird.
No one hated you while they were saying it.
Yeah.
And did,
like,
they
very
lie about that
Teresa.
Many things?
Yeah. They were very supportive of each other. Like, I feel like we all really were supportive of the space that we were in. And I loved that. That made that season so special. And I think that was true about the season as a whole. I actually took a screenshot of a freeze frame, Nini, of you and me laughing at the bachelorette party.
Oh my God, it was great. Because they were like laughs and there was laughter and tears. And we were like,
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And girl, it was so great. I love, like,
because we probably laugh like, these people are gonna hate when they have to watch us back.
That's true. That's true. I don't even think I was thinking that far at the moment, but I would have worn different things if I was. But girl, yeah, it was. You know, I feel like episode 11 really did lay the ground for work for what episode 12
was to come. Yeah,
was going to be. And so we've just laid the groundwork by going through episode 11 with you. And we're going to take a quick break. But right after that, we are going to dive into the absolute epic final that happened on the Challenge Free Agents. Stay right here.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.
All right, Devin, it's the time we've all been waiting for, especially you. It's episode 12, and the final is finally here. How are you feeling?
Do you know that even after all these years, I still get emotional? Like, so if I start crying by the end of this podcast episode, nobody listening, judge me. Do not
they
judge
won't.
Me.
They won't.
It really still makes me very emotional. It was and is a defining moment of my life for so many reasons. Things that you guys saw on camera, things that you didn't. I'll try to share some kind of behind the scenes tidbits with you guys about it. But yeah, starting with one thing that I learned, I didn't realize, Anissa, do you have like a, when you're nervous, do you have a tell, you know, like a thing that you find that you just kind of do when you're a little,
I play with my hair.
Okay. Yeah.
I like twirl my curls. Mm-hmm. I mean, or I play with my hands. I don't really know, but normally my hair, if it's down.
Yeah. I realize I yawn, and I didn't realize that until MTV put a photo up of us lined up at the beginning of the final and TJ telling us about the final and everyone else looking there so serious and me with my arms crossed yawning. And I'm not yawning because I am bored at the final. It is literally, and there's a name for it. I forgot what the name is, but it is like my, and I find I still do that if I'm actually like quite nervous about something.
Did you yawn for your whole wedding? Were you yawning your whole wedding?
I wasn't nervous for a wedding. I knew I was making the right choice, marrying the amazing, like the most amazing man, and that all the, that it was just going to be fun. So yeah, I wasn't nervous for the wedding at all. But I was nervous as hell for TJ's final. And so I sure heck did do a yawn while everybody else was there looking serious. Now let's get into that kayak.
All right, guys, stage one, kayak. You got the race out to the middle of the river, grab your paddle, come back, push your boat into the river, and go to the finish line as fast as you can.
I'm a pretty good rower, but I've never done a tandem row with a female. Playing sports with girls is kind of my nightmare, so I'm a little bit nervous about how Devin will perform.
So Zach over here is talking about how he's been kayaking and he was like row team or whatever else. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna take your lead.
Because you know what this is like? This is like what? Theo's dolphin patch.
Yes, yes, yes. And his bags where he can swim. Right.
Dolphin bag.
Zach probably kayaked in the kiddie pool when he was two. Right. So Zach's like, I got this. Follow my lead. Follow me. So I'm like, okay. And if there's one thing I can do, it's talk. But the other thing I can do is follow instructions. I'm really good at, I can listen and follow instructions. So everything Zach's telling me to do that you see him telling me to do, I am in fact doing. However, Zach's behind puts us in the canoe backwards to start. It is turned around.
Oh, so that's why it kept turning.
That's why it kept turning. Now, Mr. I know the kayak. I sat exactly where Zach told me to sit. I paddled exactly when Zach told me to paddle. It was backwards and he never knew it, yet he wants to blame me. Also, I listened to instructions so well that I listened to the safety instructions, which is when you get knocked out of the raft, you're supposed to immediately grab a rock and then make an X signal above your head to say whether or not you are safe or you need them
to
come get you.
You know he didn't listen to any of that.
His behind listened to nothing, yet he wanted to blame me. So take from it what you will, all right? You can take the person who was making sex noises and moaning and complaining the whole way up the hill, or you can listen to me, the rational one, but I was not the reason why the kayak tipped over. Zach 100% was the reason why it tipped over, but
no, but I feel like, yes,
Eyeliner stayed in place.
There were these karma moments.
Mm-hmm. It kind of like, was.
People got, I mean, even in eliminations, even all the way up to this, mm-hmm. it was kind of like, I mean, except for my loss. My loss was purely because I lost. I don't think it was karma.
You didn't do anything.
I played a pretty decent game.
I agree. You didn't do anything like shady. Like, I completely agree.
So, I mean, maybe I could have died on this final. Like, maybe something bad would have happened. So, maybe I needed to be home for something else.
Right.
Whatever. But everything it happens. Was funny to hear somebody talk all that shit and we can't find him.
Right. And I really was worried. For him.
I mean, of course, I was worried because I had never watched it till like an hour ago. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I have only watched the end because of the series we all did in LA.
Oh, yeah.
About
yeah.
this moment where you did cry when we talked about it, when we went over it on the podcast. And it is an emotional moment. I get that. So I've only watched you like in your glasses and sunblock going up the mountain. Yes. I have volcano. I haven't seen the other parts.
Mm-hmm. So what did you think now seeing the other parts for the first time? Like as a viewer, what were your thoughts?
I get where All-Stars 1 got their final from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The whole we had to kayak first or canoe, whatever. But we did it for like 2 hours. It was too fucking long. Well, it felt like 2 hours. And then after that, we had to put together.
I don't remember how long
thing.
We kayaked.
And then after, and then solve a puzzle. And then we had to run together. And we switched partners at each station.
Can I just say, because it was pretty much the only leg that I didn't come in close to last place, was with the Bananas, who was actually a very lovely partner.
Stage 2. This is a 10K run. You're going to run up this trail as fast as you can until you come to a puzzle. If you're going to solve that puzzle, your time will be stopped.
For this stage, the teams are going to be Johnny and Laurel, Zach and Nani, and Bananas and Devin.
Yes, he did carry me on his back for part of the way.
He really did.
But when we did with the ambulance truck following very closely behind, so if you guys don't know, when we're in the final, there is an ambulance truck that is just outside of shot, but that is literally inching along with us in case of, you know, an emergency. And because these finals span such a wide, like, area, right? It's not like we're just in one little area where it can stay stationary. It literally was, like, driving behind us. And so since we were last on the run, then usually the ambulance is behind the last team. So it was just, like, inching along behind us as we go. But our smarts helped make up for my lack of running abilities. Also, I didn't struggle as much as I did in Battle of the Seasons because my shoes fit this time and they did not in Battle of the Seasons. So the hack that Johnny and I came up with figuring out putting the tree in mm-hmm. the order of the shape and not just the cities. See, that's why it pays to think outside of the box. And also sometimes that's what you can do with neurodiversity. You think differently than other people, but it means sometimes mm-hmm. you come to solutions in ways that people wouldn't have. So it definitely mm-hmm. helps. Then we get to the rock climb part.
All right, guys, stage 3. You guys are going to race up this trail. This trail is going to lead you to some stuff that you're probably not going to be happy with.
I actually really enjoyed that. You'll notice you don't see any clips of me whining like Zach because it was quite beautiful scaling the side of that mountain. And then coming down was actually very scary. It was so scary that the camera crew was like, nah, y'all on your own. So they followed us up the mountain and then they did not rappel down because it was pretty straight down and quite dangerous for them, so they just relied on our GoPros for that. Zach cried like a baby the whole time, as you guys all saw.
I think I fast forwarded that part. Can you tell me more about it?
Oh my god,
I'm gonna have to go back.
He cried, then starts yelling at Laurel, right? Because Laurel's like, Zach, first she tries to be nice to him, then he starts like whining. And the thing is Zach actually even started crying, I think, before we got to the rock part, because he said his legs were cramping up because we had to get in cars to drive us between locations. So it's like once we finished doing the kayak, we got in a car to drive us to the running.
They don't know that.
I don't know, those are
called special effects.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm sharing that with the listeners so you guys can get some, like, inside scoop. But that's kind of how that goes, right? So in the car, they're, like, giving us snacks. Like, it's like an apple and, like, you know, a cheese sandwich or something. And Zach's like, my legs are cramping up. And he's already on the baby-ness. And so Laurel tries being nice at first. And then Laurel's frustrated. And then he starts, like, cursing out Laurel. And Laurel's like, yes, use that anger. Use that anger. Channel it. Because he's about to cost her. She's in the lead and he's about to cost her the final because he's whining like a big baby. Yet he wanted to talk such smack about being worried about being paired with me. I should have been worried about being paired with you. I bet if I was with any other boy, I probably wouldn't have come last in the kayaking challenge. I'm just going to say it. But anyway, so after we do the mountainside climb, we get to that damn bike. And that's where we see Nani break down.
Welcome to stage 4, the volcano bike. 25 miles stands between you, a good meal, and some rest.
What?
All right.
So? 25 miles? I live in Manhattan. The whole island of Manhattan is not even 25 miles. This is going to be a long night.
I very much remember that. I mean, Nani had been so chill the whole time. And then I don't know if Nani felt inspired by Zach's breakdown, to be honest. Yeah. Yeah, but I think once she thought when she broke down that they were going to give her a break or, you know, like let her rest and come back. And Brad was like,
I think the moment when you stop, you're like, oh shit, everything hurts. Like powering through it, I don't feel as much pain as when we stop and we're like, okay, full body scan. What's going on? Because they love having a stationary bike in finals for some reason.
I mean,
we started one. We did a 60K?
That's a mess.
Well, yeah, we had to do a 60K between the... Wait, what did we do? No, 100.
Where?
On Ride or Dies. We had to start with that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which was awful.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
That's awful. That was a mess. That's no fun. Yeah. But this was terrible. they love to see that because it took us about 2 hours, we were assuming, each to finish our portion of it. Because as a team, you had to get to 100. But they love to see that. And then even us, like, kind of fresh as the daisy walking into it, doing that and then waking up the next day, I'm like, oh, shit, my hip. Oh, my thigh. Because you just want it to be over. So we could. And this wasn't even for us to go to bed yet. Yours was so you could get some damn sleep.
Oh, but, hey, doggy. But ours was also. Oh, yeah, that's Brooklyn. Brooklyn, the real world dog. He's still here alive and kicking. Ours. You know, your body's already sore because you've had a full day of all these things. And then you think you're going to get sleep. And now it's cold because now, again, remember, we've taken cars to each space. So, yes, when we were running, it was hot. When we were kayaking, it wasn't hot, but it was like moderate temperature. But now at the base of this snow-covered volcano, it's cold. It's literally freezing. It's cold as hell. But you're still caked in sweat, like sweat that hasn't dried. So you're in damp, gross clothes sitting outside with the bike up your behind. It was.
Yeah, the asshole. That's tough if you don't go to SoulCycle or Peloton or whatever. You're going to definitely feel the effects of a small bike seat.
Yes. My butt.
I want to know, how much sleep did you actually get?
I may have gotten an hour or so.
It's better than no hours.
It's better than no hours, but it was cold. So by the time I got back in the tent, and it was interesting watching that playback, by the way, and seeing myself. Because I don't remember in the moment me singing, I know I can to myself.
I love that.
But obviously, you know, that's what happens in fight or flight is I was telling myself, I know I can. And it really did help. When I got in, all these fools had already eaten. They were all huddled together because it was so cold. Even with sleeping bags, basically we slept in a pile. So I'm like the runt basically coming in while they're sleeping, trying to like nuzzle up to their warmth also just so I can get an hour of sleep. And then we wait. It feels like it was 2 minutes. And then TJ comes in and is like, time to get up. And
it's the worst when he comes in.
God, it's the worst. TJ,
but you can't wait for it to be there. It's like I don't know. I feel indifferent. It's like you want him to get there so you could be done already.
Right.
But then you also would love to get a couple more hours of sleep and be a functional human being in the morning.
Right. Right. It's sort of, it's a bit of both. I mean, but then you want.
Oh, no, I was about to get to your snow-covered mountain, and I think I can.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking I can. And then I went to sleep and was like, nah, bitch, you can't. And then I woke up, when we woke up and TJ came in, both TJ and one of the producers basically said, TJ was like, basically they thought when we got to the individual legs that I would quit or that I would not be able to finish. So they were all shocked that I had completed the bike, which I didn't know until that next morning. And so TJ kind of said that to me, like, oh, you know, you did it or something like that. And that's when I realized just how much, well, maybe not even fully how much, but still that, oh, they're really underestimating
me. They root for you
too. They do. But they also, like, no one expected me to. Yes, ask.
Okay, so, so you get up, you're like, fuck, mountain.
All right, guys, welcome to the final challenge.
Woo!
Yeah, woo! This is it. It's been a long road, but it all comes down to this. This is the hardest final challenge I've ever seen. You guys have to summit this volcano, tag the flag at the top, and I'll stop your time. Bring that time back down here to me. We're gonna have all of your times from all five stages. The guy and girl with the fastest overall time will be crowned champion of free agents and receive $125,000.
Everybody takes off. You're like, I'm going at my own pace.
Yes.
Are you with a snowmobile and a cameraman?
I am with the camera crew, which I found out later was because they had assigned me my own personal camera crew to catch the moment that I quit because they just knew
but
I would never make it to the top.
Were they on a snowmobile?
No, they were walking. The girl, they didn't need to be that fast on a snowmobile. The pace
I know,
was going.
But the thing is, like, I would take a, you know, when.
You couldn't take snowmobiles up there, by the way. That mountain was so steep. You could, there were no snowmobiles up there.
Yeah, but everyone there was an interesting edit there, if you don't catch.
Yes.
The 90 million people on top of that volcano when they draw out for like the bird's mm-hmm. eye view of everything. Mm-hmm. Because what they don't understand is when you're done, well, everyone who's been trailing everyone. So the mm-hmm. three people per your sound person, your camera person, and some like, there are three people per person at this mm-hmm. point. Mm-hmm. So someone's getting you your GoPro's getting, you know, your point of view. And then there's a drone of sorts catching mm-hmm. everything else. So it's like, mm-hmm. by the time you get up there, these people have also done the final as well. And
right.
they are now on the mount. So then you got to take a helicopter back down.
Nope.
Or something else. Cause they probably couldn't land up there.
No, so here's the thing. We got a delayed start anyway because there was a snowstorm coming and it was, or not snowstorm, sorry, a windstorm. And it was too windy to be up there because if you know, it's in the Andes mountain range. It's literally above the clouds is how far up that mountain is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we had a delayed start. Then finally they're like, okay, we have clearance to go. So we go, but we have a hard timeline of when we need to get down because that windstorm is coming back. And now the like city officials, the park ranger are declaring that like everyone is going to need to evacuate that mountain. And so as we're getting up there, right, I'm halfway up. Everybody else is probably at the top at that point. I don't know. I'm halfway up. They're changing my battery. And the snow, by the way, just makes it so much worse because it was so many feet of snow. And you kind of see it. It happened to Zach, happened to pretty much everyone. You slide back down in the snow, like it's feet of snow. So you take a step, even if you get a good grip, you may then sink about 2.5 feet and you mm-hmm. have to lift yourself out of that to take another step forward. So I overhear on the radios when we're halfway up, them start to make that evacuation call. Like I mm-hmm. overhear them being like, the ranger saying we have to get down, like we need to get down. We need to start bringing everyone down. And so I'm looking at one of the producers and I'm like, I'm never going to make it to the top at this speed. And he's like, look, if you don't quit until I tell you to. Like, basically, if you keep going, we're going to keep filming you. So okay. I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep going. And then we keep going.
So how'd you guys get down?
So we get down sliding on our butts. We took basically sledding. It was a giant sled. But you would sled in increments. And you'd have to be careful, like, because it's so steep. That's the only way to get down. So here's the tea. You guys want to know the tea of, like, what part of what happened that day and why technically I could have and should have
never finished. So I continue going up the mountain. And at this point, you're right, Anissa, it's a couple producer, sound guy, you know, camera guy. But there's also locals there that were there to guide to make sure we didn't like walk off the side of the mountain. So the locals aren't really talking or interacting with us too much, but they're kind of walking alongside us and they're not allowed to help like interfere with the game, but they
make
can
sure you
make
don't
sure
die.
That we don't, yeah, that we don't like take a hard left because it was so much snow. You really kind of couldn't see where you should be stepping, to be honest, until you got like toward closer to the top. So we're doing that and I'm just like kind of, I'm taking it step by step. And the local kind of starts saying to me, one of them was like, you got this. I know you got this. Like you could feel, I could feel from the producers. I could feel like these people that I've never even met, some of them, I could feel their energy cheering for me. And that means everything. To this day, it still means everything. Like they'll, I don't even know some of their names and they'll never know the impact they had on me in that moment. So I continue to keep walking and I'm just thinking like, I don't know if I can do this. And the producer at this point is actually walking ahead of me a little bit and they're kind of shooting me from that angle. And then at a certain point, he's no longer ahead of me. He like stops moving forward. I keep walking and he's behind me. And I find out later it's because I've now gotten so close to the top, right? That like he's moving, like you said, and he's out of the shot. Like he's stopping and falling back so that I can walk up to the top by myself. If you look at the group shot where everyone's hugging, you'll see that I'm not in that shot. And the reason why is because they had gotten there earlier. They did wait for me, but then the evacuation call was made. So they had to get down. So they started making all of the other casts go down and they were on like kind of a different side than I was. So I never saw them going down and they didn't see me as I was continuing to go up. I also found out later that all the producers were being forced off the mountain. All camera crew was being forced off the mountain and audio. However, two guys, Vinny and Ludwig, Ludwig, the sound guy, Vinny, looks like a diesel, the cameraman. They said, we're not leaving. We know she's going to make it. And they stayed at the top of the mountain to wait for me to catch that shot.
Shout out to
Vinny. And it was because they waited and they believed in me. And I found that out later. And if you look at the shot, you see me standing at the edge of the volcano. So for the weird conspiracy theorists who think
I'm going back to watch it when we're done podcasting.
Oh, thanks, Pooh. Good. Yeah, give me some of your notes. If you'll see me at the edge of the volcano because I did actually make it to the top, but there's no one else around me because they'd all been evacuated otherwise. And then you see it zoom out and there's a shot of a thumbs up shot. And if you look closely, you can see it's like a white wrist and not mine. And so that's why I think some of the conspiracy theorists were like, she didn't actually finish. Morons, I did finish. But what happened is they wanted a shot of me at a different angle on the volcano, but they couldn't get it because they didn't have time to get it, right? Because by the time I made it up, we immediately had to get off. It was like a life or death hazard and everyone else had already kind of come down the mountain, so we immediately had to get off. And it took a while to get off the mountain. Like even sliding down probably took 30-45 minutes because you had to do it in increments. You couldn't just go straight down, you'd kill yourself. You had to kind
of, and how
like,
long did it take
do
to
it
get
and
up?
Stop. Took my ass hours, I don't know, but like
4 hours,
three, 4 hours,
minutes?
Three, something like that, 3-4 hours. I think it took the Johnnies about 2-something hours. It took Zach and Laurel and Nani around 3.5 hours, at close to 4. It took me 4 and something.
Yeah, well, you finished. Congrats
to finish.
Everybody.
And when I came down, I got a cheer from everyone, and that was so meaningful. I also found out that they all thought that I would never make it, and that's why they were cheering, because they all thought that I never would have made it to the top.
Well, what's crazy is these finishes, these finishing times of like...
Yeah, they were close.
People getting up the mountain. Yeah, I mean, Laurel and Nani were what, 4 seconds? And then it ended up being 9 minutes?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's so crazy that Nani was 9 minutes away
from winning
something.
That epic one, and then she still hasn't won. Like, it's wild.
It's
and
crazy.
That was her
She definitely has it in her. There's zero...
Challenge.
Zero quit. But Bananas
and Johnny Riley killed that, by the way. The fact that Johnny Riley got up there so fast, like, jeez.
I wanted to know the difference in their times. I'm mad they didn't show that.
Yeah, it was like, 26 minutes or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I can't do the math fully. 22 minutes. It's wild. But
it was an epic
time. I was about to say, we have become one
final.
Officially.
Are we covering the reunion? No.
Nah.
Yeah, you guys can watch that on your own for all of the drama and to see what happens after the cameras stop rolling. There's always some drama and some, you know, find out what happens with Kara and Laurel. and find out about Teresa and Laurel and, you know, see how the people are feeling after this.
Can I give a couple points, not to be school teacher dev, but about that epic final in that moment, a couple things for all of our listeners, our challenge fam. And Anissa, I know, I'm sure you have felt this and know this too, for all of the challenges you've done, the finals that you've been in. But like being in that space and being with a bunch of strangers, especially since it was an individual one, like at that point, right? We're like on our own and not with teams or what have you. One, you never know the impact you being kind or rooting for someone else can have on their life. I still don't know all those people's names. And to this day, it's almost 10 years later. It is a kindness I will never forget. And it meant everything. And certainly, I think, was fuel that helped me get to the top, where these, the locals and these people, even some of the producers, because the producers, some of the producers, you guys know their names, you've heard us reference them, but there are some that don't really interact with us because they're not supposed to. So we don't necessarily know them right off the bat or know much about them. So that one, and two, anytime you're doing anything in your life and you feel like I just can't go further, literally just tell yourself, I'm gonna just take one more step. You'll be so surprised how far you'll go, and you'll look back and realize that that one more step turned into 20 more steps, which turned into the next level of wherever you wanted to be. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think there's something about being alone and finishing a final that is very different than being on a team or being in a pair or whatever. Being alone is like the eeriest, because of my first final was like that. And there's like one crew on you that's like, come on, you can catch her. Like that root for you, even though like maybe they're not supposed to, but they can't help it because they've lived with you silently or not so silently for months at a time. And there's an attachment. If you're a nice person, there's an attachment and people do root for you. And that is a wonderful feeling, because they're not, it's like they're kind of not supposed to, but they do anyway.
Because they don't have to, but they do.
Right. And showing that they're human too, like it's just such a nice thing. And for the people like, oh, well, you were last, or, oh, we didn't believe, like being alone and moving for that much time by yourself, you're the only person that can really like motivate you. And it's one of like the hardest things you can do. There's no, no other way to explain it. I don't know how else to explain it. It's just like, it's kind of eerie how alone it is.
It is. Because you're in your head, you're in your thoughts, you're in, and it literally, especially when you're doing something that is the toughest thing you have done to date in that particular instance. I mean, it was. That was the hardest thing I've ever physically done, and hopefully will do. And yet it was so profound and life-changing in so many ways. And I still get messages from people to this day, years later, being like, I watched that, and because you were able to finish, which is why I think it's important to have underdogs, by the way, and why I think they like play such a big role, because it's the relatable thing. Like, yeah, no, I knew I wasn't coming out first place. If I wanted that, I should have started going to the gym 17 years ago. That was gonna happen. But trying to even just finish, you know, if I can do it, you can do it, anyone can do it. And so I think that's really powerful. What are your final thoughts on this season as a whole, now that you've watched it in its entirety, Anissa?
I mean, I hated the season.
Wait, watching it or competing in it or both?
Competing in it, this was not my favorite season. The party aspect of it was, yes, there were some people on the show that I absolutely adored and had a great time with. Game-wise, like, it was stressful.
It was.
And I felt like, you know, if I were there longer, I would have been voted in more often than not.
They would have come after you because they saw you as a threat for sure. Yeah.
And I think after being on Rivals 2 and that being, I gave everything, and us losing right before the final, coming off of that and then going in, like, you know, they all kind of like, it all has an effect on you. But overall, if I could take myself out of it, the concept of the show I thought was awesome. The feuds were great. The romance, or whatever you want to call it, was great. The amount of how catastrophic things could be, and then the next day are meaningless. The amount of parties, funerals, and whatever else, like, it just
weddings
takes me back to a time. And I'm just hopeful that we can get a sprinkle of that on the show soon. But I don't know. It's now the Olympics of challenges. Yeah. So it's a little different now, but I think at its core, it tries to be the same thing.
Yeah.
Just elevated.
I think it can be that. I you know what? I think with the right mix and like,
yeah,
when you're back in that, like, I think it can be that. And I love that we have All-Stars because All-Stars seems to be that. You know what I mean? Like, lean way more into.
Right. Because now that we're old enough, like, honey, that ship has sailed. We didn't like each other back then. I don't like you now. There, but I'll live with you because it's just, it is what it is. But don't come for me. Like, it's like, I'm a grown ass woman. I'm not going to go on Twitter. Okay. your beef is safe with me right here. We can handle it. But it is that thing. And yes, let's keep the All-Stars coming. Yeah. And it's crazy that now we just got done. We're like 13 seasons ahead of this one right now.
Yeah, I know. That is wild. Where does time go? I don't know. It's so
there was a point where I thought we were going to get canceled. Like when we thought they would like buy some and we were all like sitting on the edge of our seats like, oh my God, are we going to get renewed so we can actually be on the challenge again?
Yeah. Yeah. And look at where we are now. Coming up on season 39, 40. It's going to be so great. My final thought is just that this was such a gift mm-hmm. I feel so special and privileged to have met people like you and all the people in the house, so many
but not
fun
invited
memories.
To your wedding, you know?
Okay. Not, it was small. Okay. It was a small
here we
gathering.
Go again. it's okay if you don't want to pay for those plates.
It was so, they were expensive. I can't. It was a small gathering. It was so special to see though. And it was, again, it's a part of the challenge will forever live within me because it has contributed to the woman I am today. So I am, it was the thing I never knew that I needed, but will forever be grateful for. And I'd like to dedicate this episode, this final episode, of course, to Tamara the Wig for all the service that she's done. She's gone, but not forgotten.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the girls who are still rocking synthetic wigs. It's okay.
Yeah, just don't get it next to
a flame
heat source. Yeah, or an open flame. Okay, guys, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's DANA, on your podcast app.
Anissa, now that Free Agents is over, where can the people follow you on social media?
You can find me at Anissa MTV on Instagram. And I'm on Threads. Find me there. They're kind of attached.
Ooh,
it's
yes,
already
girl.
In my bio because yes. I can't log into Twitter and I never wanted to see it anyway. So I'm on Threads. Find me.
Ooh, get it on and popping. Go for
I bet you have threads too now.
I do, but I don't maintain
anything. There's just
anything
so
well.
Many social media platforms. I'm overwhelmed, but
it's too much.
I kind of like the pettiness of it.
That's fair. And you can like be different personalities on different platforms, which is like sort
well,
of highlight different.
Only you would think that, but like I am just I'm just petty. Like, well, I'm just going to side with this person for now and their platform because fuck Twitter.
Oh, that's fair. No, my loyalty is to Threads for reasons of people can figure out. But I still look and listen and sort of utilize both. But you can find me, you can go to my website, devinsimone.com, Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. Instagram, I'm most popular there. Still a lot of wedding content right now. It'll fade out eventually, I promise. But it's still, bear with us. It's there. Still
not
those
most
moments.
Popular there.
I mean, most active there. And then I'm on Threads, Devin Simone as well, Twitter, Reddit. I do be lurking. Appreciate the love, the wedding love that was in the Reddit threads. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate that. And appreciate you guys listening. And if you liked this episode, Rate and review us, please, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Tell a friend, several friends. Leave it in the comments. Post it on Threads. All the things.
All of them. And even though the season is over, you can still watch The Challenge Free Agents for free. Go to ParamountPlus.com and use code CHALLENGEPOD to try 1 month free. Terms apply.
And we'll see you next time. You'll be in our hearts, but we'll see you real soon on MTV's official Challenge podcast, the official home of Tamara the Wig.
See you soon.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.